Okay, our speaker Kati will now share her experience for 20 minutes on the spiritual life is not a theory, it has to be lived. Go ahead. Would you like a 5-minute warning when your time is almost up?
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. It's all yours.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for having me here. Always nice to be here. Kati, I'm a compulsive eater, codependent, adult child, and I belong in these rooms because if I don't dwell in these places, I end up not being very well. And my understanding these days is that I have to live on a spiritual basis and I have to do some work to keep that going, whatever it may be. I need to keep that alive. And yeah, this topic is actually what's going on in my life, is what's happening to me, that, you know, I'm realizing more and more that things are shifting into a new way of being, and it's both challenging and very exciting. It's exciting because for the most part, I haven't got a clue what's going on. And it's challenging is because I'm discovering things in real time and I'm having to deal with them as and when. And I've been somebody in my life and even in my recovery for a long time that I've been somebody who's been very risk averse. And so what that means is that I just get my shit together as much as possible. Right? I just try and line up some form of idea or understanding of what's going on around me so that I can gauge whether I'm safe and, you know, whether it's going to work out and all of this kind of stuff. And living like that has been very painful for me. And actually living like that has resulted in me having the smallest life. And, you know, I'm obviously gauging by my standards, you know, or like my points of reference. Like, I don't know everybody's life. And so I can't really say if it's really true, but I noticed that my life was getting smaller and smaller. And the smaller my life was going, the more painful it was, the more painful it was, the more I was eating. And that for me was a thing. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I got, well, fortunately, unfortunately, like whatever, it wasn't a nice experience, but it certainly saved my life to actually get to that place where there was no, like, there was no further to go on. You know, if I'd carried on treading that path where I had landed, it just would have been, you know, very, very bad. And so, you know, making that decision that I would live on a spiritual basis initially was something that I had to do because I understood that's what this program was about. And just like, okay, I am bought in. So, you know, I'm doing that kind of compliance piece of just saying, okay, I understand what needs to happen here. Like, I'm not stupid. And okay, let me go ahead and do that. But actually it just didn't work because for me, that was more of me trying to make something work. Like it was all the same. It was only packaged differently. So the insanity, I was still trying to organize, work out my life, make the most out of it, and it just wouldn't work. And you know, specifically to the Big Book Awakening process, for me, it arrived at a moment in my life where I had understood that I'd been fixing myself, even using the program to fix myself. Like I realized at some point looking back, I'm just thinking, oh shit, you know, I am still doing this thing. And you know, it took a while to undo that kind of unconscious intention, but finding BBA really coincided with that, like where I was ready for something new, I was ready for a new experience. And turning these statements into questions is really been what it's been about, right? Because today, like, yeah, I can follow somebody's guidance, they can tell me their experience, they can tell me, you know, people can tell me lots of things, and I will take what I can take and I will leave the rest and etc. But really my saving grace was that I was able to create a relationship with what was said to me in this book. And really that's the invitation for everybody. Like, yeah, we can follow someone, we can do the steps with people, like, oh, I'm still doing that and I love it. But really to try and have an experience with the experiences that I'm having. You know, step one is said, you know, we're going to shine the light of truth on your circumstances, and that is going to provide something. And what happened to me was exactly that, you know, just having these experiences that I would go through, and they would tell me what I need to know. And from there, it was just moving on. So actually, me trying to line my ducks in a row, me trying to work things out, whatever, was really never going to quite cut it, because, you know, where I was in that situation was, you know, the situation that I'm in this moment is new. I've never been there. So if I'm going to use any information that I have, it's already outdated. It's already, you know, irrelevant. And, you know, for me, in a way, it's like saying living on a spiritual basis means that I have to be okay with not knowing, with dealing with things as they come, with being able to sit with, being able to do things in the moment that I'm in, not a minute before or a minute later, like to just really learn to be in that place. And it took a lot of things, and it took everything for me to be in that situation. In fact, you know, I remember the last time that I was here, I just did a share and I just randomly said something like, you know, I'm just like not getting involved with my family anymore. Literally the next day, I had an experience that transformed that, you know, and like I wasn't creating it, like I wasn't sat down, I wasn't talking about it, I wasn't journaling on it, I wasn't writing about it, like I wasn't doing anything, but life came and provided an experience. When I engaged with that experience, I actually saw things in a new way, and seeing things in that new way gave me a perspective that changed, I'm going to go as far as to say, changed my past. Like the way that I relate to that situation is different. And that, like, I could try with all my might to muster something like that. I couldn't do it. I mean, I might just be able to write a script, but then the script's written, and then what? Like, how do I make that happen? And it's just been extraordinary to live like that and to see that, you know, if I'm, like the cost that I think that I'm paying for doing that is actually what I get from doing that, right? If I think that I'm letting go of something by being open to this business of not knowing, responding to things as they happen, et cetera, that's actually been what's bringing value to my life now. Like the things that are happening today, they're things that I've been trying to work out for years, and I've never got anywhere near a solution. Like I just take an example. Recently, I've gone back for last year, I started working in this job. In that specific place of work, I encountered a lot of interpersonal situation that helped me work through a lot of my relational problems, let's say. Well, I would talk about that in therapy, I would do courses, I would do inventory on those things. Nothing has been able to take me into those places where I literally was able to live through those situations and have new experiences that changed me, okay? So this has been going on, and then suddenly things are changing again at work, and, you know, the focus being on finances a little bit. I, again, you know, been trying for a long time to put things together in a certain way where things would be a little bit more easeful for me. And without, I'm not doing anything about it now. I'm actually doing the same job for the same organization, but I'm self-employed. I'm doing less hours, more money, and the job is more enjoyable. Like I don't know how to make that happen. I don't know how. I tried. I've gone to courses, I followed guidance from people who were like, you know, doing amazing in their financial lives, nothing would work for me. What I have to do is not touch it. This is how things work for me. And that is just so counterintuitive for this one here who's just like, okay, what do I do? How do I do it? Let me just like be warrior style about it. And I just can't make it happen. And it's, you know, for me to live that life is, it means that I have to go, let go of a lot of things, you know, let go of what I think I know, like for sure, because, you know, what living on a spiritual basis means I'm not thinking about it and I'm not analyzing it, or I should say analyzing it. You know, it's just like it's so different to live that way and to be open to that, and to also see like the dynamic that, you know, how dynamic and vibrant living like that is. But it does mean though that I can't sit around thinking, oh, now I have this situation, everything is great, let me hang on to that and then miss the next moment. Like it does mean, it does imply that I have to be open to the things, to let go of the things that I think are going to be right for me. Like, what is this? So thinking like that, just having this realization, has got me to realize, like, what is it with me that I constantly want for whatever feels good in this moment to be, that's it. You know, I want to sit here. When actually it's very clear to me now that, you know, life is unfolding moment by moment, and I don't want to die now. Like, I want to live for a long many years, and so I have to just be open to let that go. And so, you know, what is it with me that if I'm doing something and I think it's the right thing, that I'm not actually trusting that not only it's okay now, but it's going to carry on being okay the next moment and the next moment and the next moment, like whatever moment I find myself in, what is it with me that I find difficult about sitting with that and being with that? And that's a question that, you know, I ask myself regularly, because when something does happen and I'm just straight away thinking, yep, there it is, you know, I'm assigning all the value I can to assign on anything in this moment, that's the thing that's going to make me feel better or solve my problem, whatever the ideation I have at the moment that I'm trying to organize. And I think that this thing is doing it. And what happens is that that's not what it is. And so I have to be open-minded to that. I have to be open to that. I have to see that, well, I think unfortunately there is no choice, right? There's no choice. I can be in the delusion that, you know, let me try and hang around something, you know, like grasp it and control it and make it stay here. But that's a delusion, like that's a mistake. It's not true, it's not real. And, or so I can be in the delusion, or I can be in the reality that, you know, letting things come and go as they will is really the way of things. And that's not been something very easy for me to accept, because, you know, on a moment by moment basis, I was thinking something is wrong with me. You know, this is not okay. Things need to change, things need to be better. And so I would always constrict around everything and try and make it my way. And it just didn't work. And I'm just seeing now that my ability to be in relationship with what was going on with me was talking to me. It was telling me things. And it was giving me all of the guidance that I needed to possibly have ever in my life for this moment, right? And I was somebody who was seeking, like, I wanted to have all the money that I could have for the rest of my life. I wanted to have all of the information that I could possibly have for the rest of my life, like with everything, even with the food. At some point, I think on a daily basis, I was trying to eat everything that I would have possibly needed for the rest of my life. And I tried that for quite some time, unsuccessfully, but I tried. And to let go of that is counterintuitive. You know, it feels dangerous. It feels unsafe. It feels like something bad is going to happen and that I'm not going to make it. And actually what I saw is that, you know, coming into program, trying my best to let go of fixing myself, but instead, you know, how can I champion myself? How can I be supportive of myself? How can I just encourage myself to say I am doing the right thing? Like, instead of making everything that I did wrong, can I make everything that I'm doing right? You know, I'm helping people through the steps at the moment. And I think my most potent, you know, kind of attitude is that one to really celebrate anything and everything that they do, even if it's like what would one would look at as, you know, like it's not the best thing, it's not great. And it's just like, well, but you can see that now, can't you? Isn't that better than where you were before? Totally blind, unaware of what was going on with you. And then they're like, oh yeah, that's right, actually, you know? And they could quite easily go past that, like really super easily. And, you know, for me, it really is about that, like really seeing that even as somebody who is helping others go through the steps, my living on a spiritual basis, on you know, living a spiritual life means that I'm interacting with people in a way where the surprise of this moment is really what I want to be focusing on, so that they also actually get interested in that rather than, you know, what the mind could possibly be saying about this moment, how it should be, and what matters in this moment. Like, I'm somebody that if I make the mistake of thinking that certain things should be a certain way, I will be attached to that outcome and I would go to the end for it. And even if that is a mistake, and when I do that, it generates such a huge amount of fear inside of me. It actually triggers all manner of insanity. So it's not just one thing. I noted the time notification. Thank you. Yeah, it's just really the when, if the fear gets triggered in me, I have to be able to respond to that by accessing that consciousness that I'm developing as I go through the steps, right? I'm developing that other consciousness, the, you know, the power greater than myself. You know, when I develop that consciousness and I'm able to think about it and to remember it, and then when a fear is coming, instead of, you know, kind of doing this old fashioned, you know, let me try and work it out for myself by myself until I find a solution, to actually just, you know, grow in remembering that I can ask for help. I can try and see the truth, you know, ask somebody to help me see the truth if I can't do it by myself. And by doing that, just really relying on this other consciousness, you call it God, I don't care what anybody calls it. Like, I don't tend to name it all that much. I just try and be in connecting, in interaction with it, you know, to allow for that to be more and more what it is that I think about, what it is that I talk about, what it is that I rely on, rather than my old kind of habitual way of doing things. And what I understand today, and I didn't like that for a long time, like, what do you mean I have to go and see people every day and talk to them and, you know, blah, blah, like being in meetings and fellowship and people that I ask for help. And, you know, I don't like that idea. I want to do stuff by myself. But actually, you know, the transformation happened for me because of all of them, the elements were there. And the most important one was to find a way to remember, you know, find a way to remember that I have to ask for help. Because however grown I am in, like, however, like, my spiritual life, whatever, wherever I am in it, like, there's no measures for it. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter how far in I am or how not far in I am. I still need to be able to come back to the fact, to the basis, to the basic of it, which is I can't rely on myself. And I need to be able to keep up with this self, you know, which I consider to be everything that I know up until this moment in my belief, in my experience, in my thoughts, in my ideas, that is constantly moving with me as time goes by. And so I have to find ways to be engaged with that, to be in a relationship with that, so that I can recognize it. And more these days, I'm able to ask for help. I'm able to be seen and allow myself to be seen by people. I'm able to do a lot of things that I wasn't able to do before, that's helping me stay in that relationship, to be able to rely on a consciousness that is not the one that necessarily wake up with. And, you know, and that is the all of it. Like, I will read the book, I will read a phrase today, it will tell me something, the next day will tell me something else. Like, I need for nothing today, I need for nothing at all. And that is really, for me, who was somebody that was living in a victim mentality, in a scarcity, constantly worried and concerned about what was going to happen with me, I'm actually in a place now where I have enough, I have everything that I need. And if I need something, this moment is going to provide it to me somehow. Can I have a look to see, you know, how am I going to get that information? And the open mind, the honesty, the willingness, you know, the setting aside of what I think I know, the remembering that my self-reliance is just a way to counteract fear. And actually, if I live in that consciousness, that's all I'm going to be interacting with. Can I just make the movement now towards something that is different, unfamiliar, do it with other people so that I can carry on living and discovering what that journey is about? Like, I'm doing things at the moment that is just so unbelievable for me that I would have never thought, you know, I'm discovering things like, you know, being in relationship with people, saying things that I would never say, you know, just being vulnerable and actually coming out of this conversation saying, wow, I'm not who I think I am. You know, and that for me is really wonderful to have that experience. So I'll finish by saying, like, I don't know where anybody is in that process, but, you know, if there is this capacity to let go of beating down on myself because I'm not where I think I was going to be, and to just make the most out of where I am and to have my eyes and my heart open as much as possible here, the experience is just unbelievable and definitely something that I would have not been able to create by myself. So, yeah, great to be here. Great to be able to share with you all, and I look forward to hearing some of you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to stop the recording.